betrayed, yet bound to the billionaire by Grace Madeline. Chapter 61. Finian. Why are you calling me? Hannah's voice was filled with anger. It was clear that she didn't have a positive view of Finian. What can I do? Sophia wants me to fuck her. I'm calling you to tell her to strip down and beg me for it, and then I might consider it, Finian said. His voice tinged with a hint of arrogance. What? Hannah exclaimed, her voice growing sharper. At that moment, Henry, Casplan, and Atlas were all nearby. After Finian called, it wasn't convenient for Hannah to keep the phone close, so Henry helped by putting it on speakerphone. Finian's words were now audible to everyone in the room. Can't you understand simple words? Sophia wants to sleep with me. She had me seduce Odalise on purpose, hoping that after Odalise married, I'd take over. The condition? Sophia sleeps with me. Now that Odalise is married, if Sophia doesn't strip, it's just not right, is it? Finlan muttered. Hannah's head span, and she gritted her teeth, seething with anger. Get lost. Just get lost, Mom. Several men's voices could be heard in the background. Odalise immediately hung up the phone, throwing it aside, then slowly crouched down, looking at Finlan with disdain. Oh, come on, what now? Your dad doesn't want you anymore. You. Finian trembled with rage. For the first time, he saw Odalise in a way that truly frightened him. How did she manage to make me say all these things against my will? Why do I have no ability to resist? I can't even control my own mouth, Finian thought. Years ago, in order to return to the Lark family, Finian had worked tirelessly to please his father and Selena, eventually gaining their approval to rejoin even though he was a bastard. Once he moved into the Lark family, his resources had completely changed. The Lark family would never let him inherit anything, though. This was why Finian had desperately wanted to latch onto Sophia, hoping the Bennett family would back him up, so the Lark family wouldn't dare look down on him. This was also the reason Finian had brainwashed Odalise. Only when Odalise was depressed did Finian have a chance. Even if Odalise was eventually abandoned by the Stewart family, Finian knew she would still bring back some benefits from them. Once that happened, all Finian needed to do was snap his fingers, and everything she had would be his. Everything had been carefully planned. Finian was just waiting for Percival to die. But Finian never imagined that before the plan could even begin, the two phone calls earlier would destroy all of his dreams. Why? Finian stared in despair at Odalise's retreating figure. Odalise didn't say a word. She simply pulled out a talisman and, without looking back, threw it at him with a sharp slap. The talisman hit him, and Finian felt a chill run through his body. He shuddered for a moment, slowly opening his eyes to find himself lying in an abandoned building. In shock as he sat you up, what's going on? How did I end up here? Finian asked in the air around him reeked of urine. His pants were soaked. He instinctively looked down and realized his pants were dirty. He had wet himself. His gaze then shifted to a nearby phone, and an uncertain feeling washed over him. Finian quickly grabbed the phone, looked at the call log, and felt confused. He couldn't remember what had happened. Without thinking, he immediately dialed the number back. The call was quickly disconnected in a panic. Finian dialed again. The call was answered, but before he could say anything, Selena's voice came through. Finian, since you hate us so much, you don't need to come back to the Lark family anymore. The Lark family is taking back the apartment and all the resources we gave you. Don't go around claiming any connection to the Lark family. As you wish, don't contact me again, Selena said, hanging up the phone without another word. Finian's body trembled uncontrollably as he struggled to make sense of what was happening. Before he could gather his thoughts, his assistant's call came through. He quickly answered. He roared. Finian, what did you do? Why have all the resources the Lark family provided been taken back? Your upcoming engagements have been cancelled. The five-level script the Lark family promised you for the second half of the year, the overseas luxury endorsements, and global one-half dream read romance stories installed download two halves chapter 61 representation, gone. The company was counting on you to secure these deals. Why would you piss off the Lark family like this? His assistant's voice crackled through the phone. Finian's lips moved, but no words came out. His head was pounding. I don't know. I've been set up, Finian gasped. Leaning heavily against the wall, Finian felt a chill. Everything felt like a dream. IL crawl VL over him. He had no idea how he had ended up here, or why he had made the calls. If you still want to survive in this industry, you need to fix this immediately. If not, the company can't protect you. Those are the boss' exact words, his assistant added before hanging up. Finian's heart sank. As he reached for his phone to call someone, Sophia's name appeared on the screen. I don't have time to talk to you now. He answered quickly. But before he could speak, she cut him off. Call my mom and tell her to strip and come to you for sex. You can go to Tinian. Why the hell are you spreading rumors about me? Why did you call my hell? Sophia yelled before hanging up. Finian stared at the phone, stunned as if struck by lightning. A horrible feeling had crept up on him earlier, and now he realized what had happened. He had actually called Hannah and said those things. Frantically scanning the area, he found no cameras. Even if someone had set him up, there was no evidence. Teeth clenched, Finian turned and headed downstairs. When he reached the bottom, he noticed tire tracks leading away from the building. He stared at them for a long while before quickly dialing a professional. Moments later, the expert arrived and confirmed that the tracks came from Finian's own car. How is that possible? My car has been parked here the whole time. I couldn't have driven it and then put it back in place. Finian growled. At that moment, Finian felt himself teetering on the edge of a breakdown. Who is trying to destroy me? Who wants to completely ruin me? Finian thought. Without the Lark family and the Bennett family, Finian was nothing. Being a star was fleeting. Once the resources and backing were gone, there was no way forward. No matter how hard he tried, no one would notice him. The fact that the Lark family had abandoned him meant that no one in the industry would support him anymore. What Finian had lost was far greater than just this. Originally, Finian had planned to use the Bennett family and Odalise to climb up to the Stewart family. Once he had secured his place in the industry, he would return to the Lark group and seize the inheritance from the Lark family. What Finian craved was supreme power, not an empty title. But this is the result of our investigation. If you think there's an issue with it, you're welcome to get a second opinion, the professional said, taking the payment and leaving Alv. Could it be her? Finian whispered. Finian gripped his phone tightly, trembling all over. Suddenly, an image flashed in his mind. Odalise realizing what he needed to do, he rushed to his car, but as he drove, he noticed a foul smell coming from his pants. After finding a place to pull over and change, he discovered that he had soiled himself. With a sharp thud, Finian slammed his fist into the steering wheel, rage bubbling inside him as if it could consume him whole. Not far away, Odalise sat in the driver's seat, watching Finian's frustrated expression. She felt a surge of satisfaction and slammed her foot on the gas, speeding off. Her SUV roared to life, and as it passed Fimmer's car, the window was just rolling down when the tailpipe fumes hit him square in the face. Damn it! Finian muttered in shock, instinctively holding his breath as the thick exhaust filled his nose. Already furious to the point of nearly vomiting, Finian's anger flared again, and he almost passed out from the rush of emotion. Odalise drove to the front of Bennett Entertainment and parked. She rolled down the window, leaned out, and saw a crowd of people hurling ES at the gates of the Bennett Villa. Get Henry O.M. here. The Bennett Group has been suppressing celebrities, forcing them into these hidden rules, and now you are buying expensive accident insurance for them. What's your agenda? Get out here. Come out now. Most of the people shouting were fans of certain celebrities, and others were online users who had watched the recent variety show and were now angry. Why? But Henry didn't show up, and no one inside the company dared to step or inside Bennett Entertainment. It was eerily quiet. Odalise jumped out of the car and walked into a nearby shop wearing a hat and a mask to keep a low profile. She entered and handed the cashier a stack of cash. "Please send some smoothies and desserts to those people outside," she said, pushing the money onto the counter. The employee, a bit stunned, took the cash and immediately prepared hundreds of cups of smoothies, heading toward the Bennett Group's protesters. She passed them out to the shouting fans as the fans eagerly took their treats. Odalise slipped away from the security cameras and out of view. She ordered two high-quality speakers and played the recording of Finian's call to Hannah. Throwing turned on, a man's voice blared through the air. "It into a corner." When the speakers were, he said, "Why are you calling Met? What can I do? Sophia wants me to fuck her. I'm calling you to tell her to strip down and beg me for it, and then I might consider it. What can't you understand? Simple word. The condition? Sophia sleeps with me. If Sophia doesn't strip, it's just not right, is it?" The disturbing conversation echoed through the front of Bennett Entertainment. Fans who had just received their smoothie and were taking a break turned in shock as the sound hit their ears. The familiar voice was unmistakably Finian's. "What does that mean?" Finian called someone to tell Sophia in strip for him. One fan gasped, unsure if they had heard correctly. But the conversation kept repeating the names and some details had been cut out by Odalise, and the Bluetooth speakers kept looping the recording, leaving the crowd itching for answers. Some immediately pulled out their phones and recorded, sharing the audio online. "Oh my God, Sophia. Didn't she say she's never been in a relationship? Why is a man telling her to strip? Could it be that she is often into those kinds of group settings? This voice sounds really familiar. Doesn't it sound like Finian?" The crowd quickly gathered, listening closely as the speakers continued to play the incriminating audio. The news exploded online, skyrocketing to the trending list. At the hospital, Henry received a call and rushed to the company's entrance in a panic. As he got closer, the conversations blaring through the speakers filled his ears. Storming forward, he grabbed the Bluetooth speaker with both hands, his face filled with rage. "Who did this? Step forward now, or I'll call the One Half Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 62 SEPs. Henty gritted his teeth, standing there and shouting, but the paparazzi and fans stood outside the Bennett Group's gates, snapping photos of him non-stop. Henry's face darkened as he grabbed the Bluetooth speaker and threw it violently onto the ground, smashing it to pieces. "TM giving you all one last warning. Whoever is behind this attempt to smear Sophia is going to have a problem with the Bennett family. I won't let anyone involved get away with it." Henry clenched his fists tightly. He stormed toward his car, got inside, and began tugging at his collar in frustration. He pulled out a cigarette, lit it, and took a deep drag. "Henry, someone's trying to maim me. Someone wants to destroy my reputation," Sophia said, biting her lip. She sat in the passenger seat, her eyes full of tears. Sophia buried her face in her hands, her voice trembling. "Could it be Odalise? She's been holding a grudge against me for a while. She tried to push me out of the Bennett family before. Then, during the variety show, she thought I stole her spotlight and got Yupsil, but I never meant to harm her. Henry, could you call her for me? Tell her to come back. At worst, I'll marry into the Stewart family, and apologize to them. If she wants to see me fall, I'll go along with it as long as it doesn't involve the Bennett family. I'm willing to do anything." Sophia spoke softly. She lifted her head, tears rolling down her cheeks. Henry looked at her pitiful expression, and the anger in his heart eased a little. Don't worry. I won't let you be, sister. You always will be. No matter what methods Odalise uses, she will never come back. Be thrown under the bus. You're our even if she wants to destroy you, I won't let her get away with it. Her contract is still in my hands. It's easy for me to take her down, Henry said coldly. Sophia turned her head, a cold smile playing at the corners of her lips. What exactly is she trying to do? How did she manage to make the Bennett family such a mess, even causing Mom's leg to be broken? What does she really want even without proof that Odalise was behind it? Sophia was determined to throw the blame on her. What she hadn't expected, however, was for Odalise to be so ruthless as to release the recording now. Sophia's reputation was all over the internet, with speculation about her and Finian's relationship. Find someone for me. I don't care how much it costs, just get that trending topic taken down immediately, Henry said, holding his phone and making a call. The voice on the other end said something that made Henry pause, his fingers stiff around the cigarette. What do you mean? Finian's connections have all been cut off? It's suspected that his and Sophia's scandalous affair was exposed, and of the Lark family abandoned him? Henry repeated, barely able to believe it. Seems like someone is deliberately blocking it. The assistant continued, the trending topic can't be removed right now, ow. It seems Henry gripped the phone tightly, his eyes filled with an intense, bloodthirsty gleam. He never imagined the situation would escalate this much, to the point where people were even suggesting Sophia and Finian were involved. He quickly glanced at his phone again, and soon, photos of Sophia and Finian entering a hotel together flooded online. What's going on? Henry asked, handing the phone to Sophia. Sophia's eyes widened when she saw the photo of her and Finian at the hotel. She nearly fainted and started shaking her head. She opened her mouth, but no words came out as she continued to tremble. Henry, I didn't go to a hotel with him. This is all a misunderstanding, Sophia choked out, her voice breaking. As she spoke, her eyes rolled back. And she passed out. The phone slipped from her hand and fell onto her smooth thigh. Henry's gaze lingered on Sophia's smooth, toned thigh, and he felt his throat tighten. A strange desire stirred deep in his stomach, and he turned his head away, his mind filled with images of her flawless legs. Sophia bit her lip, her eyes half-lidded as she noticed the irritation on Henry's face. Without thinking, she subtly lifted her skirt just a bit higher. No matter what, Sophia couldn't let anyone in the Rennett family get the wrong idea about her and Finian. If they did, she would lose the protection of the Rennett family, and everything she had worked for would be gone. As she thought this, her eyes drifted, and she saw Odalise looking back at her with a sly smile, clearly enjoying the tension in the air. Is this fun for you? She seemed to ask, her lips moving. Seeing the Renan family in disarray was, in fact, somewhat satisfying to Odalise. Of course, Odalise wasn't in a hurry to completely ruin these people. She didn't want to get too entangled in their mess. However, before her time travel, they had pushed Odalise to the brink of depression, even causing her to contemplate jumping off a building. Now, Odalise intended to make them pay. She would see them fall from grace, losing everything they held dear, and that would be her ultimate revenge. Since Sophia cared so much about her status and position, Odalise would make sure she was publicly humiliated, pushed into a corner with no way out, and left frantic and helpless, until she was driven to her breaking point. With that thought, Odalise couldn't resist giving Sophia a whistle. Sophia gritted her teeth, her anger rising. She almost charged forward to confront her but held back, pretending to faint. She didn't dare make a move, watching as Odalise gave her a mocking smile. Her mind. Sophia watched as Odalise turned and got into a brand new BMW, driving off arrogantly. Ah, Sophia silently screamed in her mind. Sophia knew she was right. It's Odalise. She's the one behind this, she thought. Finian called Hannah because of Odalise. Ident Finian is willing to call Hannah and slander me just for her? What has she promised him? No, that can't be. I won't let Finian fall for Odalee's tricks. Finian might be a bastard, but he was still connected to the Lark group. That connection was something Sophia couldn't afford to lose, so she needed to keep Finian on her side. Sophia let out a soft groan, and Henry froze. Hearing that suggestive sound, he turned to look at her, noticing that her phone had fallen from her lap. Without thinking, he reached out to catch it, his hand proving gently on her leg. Henry realized her skirt had shifted upward, revealing the top of her thigh, and his hand was now resting on her smooth skin. Just as he was about to pull his hand away, Sophia pressed her hand on his, and she opened her eyes in surprise. "Henry, what's happening to me?" she asked, her face filled with confusion as she looked up at him. The confusion in her eyes caused Henry to freeze. His hand was still resting on her leg, and as she sat up straight, her hand guided his upward. The beat radiating from her skin made his throat tighten. "Ah, Henry, your hand, sorry, I didn't know it was yours. I thought it was my phone," Sophia said. Like a frightened child, she quickly slapped his hand away, her cheeks flushed as she turned her face away. Her eyes were red with frustration, and it seemed like she might cry. She spoke in a low voice. "Henry, I need to get out and explain to them. I need to make it clear that this is all my fault, and it has nothing to do with the Benner group. I need them to stop making a scene." As she spoke, she reached for the car door, but Henry grabbed her arm. "I'll handle this," he said firmly, "I'll take you back to the hospital first." With that, he drove off quickly. "Henry, do you know what's going on with Odalee right now? Is Percival almost finished? If Odalee goes back, will she be tortured?" Sophia asked. "Why vehicle?" Henry, just as she finished speaking, she glanced to the side and saw Odalee stepping out of the car and walking toward another luxury look. Could that be Odalee's? Sophia suddenly gasped. Henry followed her gaze and saw Odalee standing in front of a Porsche, the car door open as a tall figure stepped out from inside. His eyes narrowed as he parked the car by the side of the road. Odalee held her phone and quickly walked over to the Porsche. The door opened, and Percival stepped out, noticing her standing in the blazing sun without thinking. Percival raised his hand to shield her from the sunlight. Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 63. "Have you earned yet?" he asked in low Hansky voice. As soon as he spoke, Salala's stomach rumbled loudly, and she gave a soft laugh. "Not yet, then let's eat together," Percival said in a low voice. With large strides, Percival walked toward a nearby restaurant, and Sidaze followed behind him. As they approached the stairs, Percival Suilderly turned around and reached out to steady her and "Be careful," he muttered. Odalee noticed a hole in the side of the stairs and was about to step around it when his hand grasped her arm. Both of them froze for a moment before he guided her into the restaurant. "Mr. Stewart, the private room is ready. Please come this way," the manager quickly greeted, leading them. The manager paused when he noticed Odalee behind Percival, clearly surprised to see him bring a woman for a meal. "Mrs. Stewart, here are the car keys, I need to take care of something," Callum said, quickly landing her the keys, evidently offering an indirect introduction to her status. "E more respectful. Mrs. Stewart, please, right this way," he said. Hearing the title, the manager's expression shifted, and he immediately became "I" politely. Odalee nodded slightly and followed Percival into the private room. The interior was elegantly arranged, resembling a medieval-style restaurant. Walter entered with desserts and fruits, setting several dishes down on the table. "You called me here for a reason?" Odalee asked, wiping her hands and picking up a piece of fruit to bite into. She had been about to leave when she received a message from Percival and turned the car Armine to marry him. Percival sat down and pushed the desserts and fruits toward her as he spoke. "Last night, you mentioned my poisoning, and how it might be connected to people close to me. Last night, I gathered the information on people who were close to the Stewart family and had opportunities to get close to me. I was wondering if you could take a look at it, Percival asked in a low voice. Odalis nodded slightly, taking a bite of watermelon.
Sure, but you'll have to pay.
Okay, Percival replied in his low voice. He reached over to grab a file from the side, opened the brown paper bag, and handed her the photos inside, which also contained personal information about the people. Odalis took the file and casually flipped through it. Her fingers swiftly marred the pages until she reached the last photo. She suddenly turned back and picked out another photo, placing it on the table. What's the relationship between these two people?
They're married.
Percival answered, his voice steady. His gaze was locked on the two individuals in the photo as he watched Odalise's expression jump cold. Did your mother fall seriously ill when your father died? Odalise asked softly. At this, Percival froze, his eyes darkened, and he looked at her sharply. After a long pause, he finally asked in a hoarse voice, how did you know that when my father died, my mother became gravely ill? Odalise took a sip of her coffee and gently tapped the photo on the table with her finger. From these two photos, it's clear that your mom was probably always overworking herself for her brother, worrying about him and using the Stewart family's assets to support him. At this she sanded softly and looked up, locking eyes with Percival. Many things in life can be figured out just by looking at the surface. Your mom got dragged down by these two, and by the time she realized she had a problem with her position, your either was already in trouble. Odalie said this with absolute certainty. Percival remained silent. These were private matters concerning the Stewart family, ones that were never made public. Even distant relatives of the family didn't know about them. After all, these things were disgraceful and could hurt their reputation. My father's death. Was it related to my uncle? Percival's fingertips tightened. He gripped the edge of the table with his large hand as if trying to crush it.
You could say that.
And your mother's illness is also connected to them, Odalise said. She pointed at him, leaning in slightly. And I can tell that the poisoning you experienced is tied to your uncle, but it's not a direct connection. Someone's been stirring things up behind the scenes, using your family to get close to you. Odalise continued. She didn't like to beat around the bush. She said what she saw. Do you know why I was able to cure the poison in your body? Odalise asked. Because the poison isn't from a regular drug. Someone used magic to let dark energy invade your system. This caused your body to deteriorate when you were sick back then. The poisoning went unnoticed. Everyone just thought your illness hadn't fully healed, and that delay allowed the poison to seep deeper into your blood. Callum, standing off to the side, adjusted his glasses as he quickly glanced at Percival. Percival sat still, a cold aura emanating from him as he slowly closed his eyes. He was trying to control his emotions, and the veins in his arms bulged, betraying the rage he was holding inside. Someone used my uncle, using my mother's name to get close to my father, then targeted him to cause his death, and then tried to poison me? Percival's voice was low, almost a growl. Odalie straightened her posture, took another sip of her coffee, and fell silent. He continued. The goal was the Stewart family's wealth. My father's dead. If something happens to me, and I die from poisoning, my grandfather is too old, so the fortune would end up in my mother's hands, and my mother spoils her brother so much. Percival's voice became cold as he let out a mocking laugh. What a well-planned scheme. They could easily swallow up the Stewart family like this. It's all so quiet and smooth, yet completely above board. It's brilliant, he wondered. You've suspected it all along, haven't you? You just didn't have any proof. If you hadn't been on guard, you might not have made it this far, Odalie said bluntly. As the head of the Stewart group, Percival was not someone who would let himself be easily manipulated. He appeared calm and composed. Someone who always thought ahead and controlled situations, and he would never let anyone lead him by the nose.
VE had my suspicions. Percival admitted honestly. He opened his eyes again, his gaze now deeper, filled with a new sense of respect. He never expected that a 20-year-old girl could see through everything so clearly and pinpoint the prime suspect from all the evidence.
Do you believe me?
Odalise raised an eyebrow. People would usually find it hard to believe something so far-fetched, especially since Odalise was so young. Most would question her abilities. After all, if she were really that capable, the Bennett family would have tried to win her over, not pushed her aside.
Of course, I believe you.
If you could help suppress the poison inside me, then you must have abilities that others don't have. Plus, you grew up with theology and understand magic, so it makes sense, Percival said, just as there was a knock on the door. Callum strode forward and opened the door, watching the waiter bring in the meal. There were 7 dishes, and in the center, a small cake was placed. Mrs. Stewart, happy birthday, the waiter said with a bow before retreating. Odalise was somewhat surprised and turned to look at Percival. One half dream read romance stories installed download chapter 64. Grandfather watched your variety show and learned that the other day was your birthday. He wanted to celebrate it with you today, but he broke his leg. He specifically asked me to make up for it and celebrate on his behalf, Percival said in a low voice. He picked up a fork and began serving her food while speaking. But I heard one's not supposed to make up a birthday, I'll just have a simple meal with you. Thank you, Odalise said, still surprised. After all, they didn't have much of a connection, yet Percival had taken the initiative to celebrate her birthday for her. Even when she returned to the Bennett family, none of them remembered her birthday, nor had they ever mentioned making it up to her. Let's call, Percival said to Odalise, picking up on this, didn't press the topic further. They ate in silence. Callum found and he didn't bring up the interrupted conversation, and Odalise, pie excuse to slip out, leaving the two of them alone. After they finished their meal, Percival stood up, cut a slice of cake, and handed it to her. Recently, my uncle seems to have disappeared into thin air. It's been hard to find him.
Do you have any way of tracking him down?
Percival asked in a low voice. Odalise, taking a bite of cake, saw Percival thoughtfully refill her coffee cup and hand it to her. She took the cup, took a small sip, and then said, "There's no need to rush to find him. As long as your condition is under control, he will definitely show up." Just as she finished speaking, her phone vibrated. Odalise glanced at her phone and saw a call from an unknown number. She stared at the screen, her smile deepening. She raised an eyebrow and gave Percival a quick look. Then, placing her phone on the table, she switched it to speaker mode and pressed the answer button, speaking softly.
"May I ask who's calling?"
"Odalise, get out here." Henry's voice came through. He sounded furious, his breath sharp and quick, anxious as he spoke.
"Do you know you're married? And now you're out there messing around?
If the Stewart family finds out how cheap you are, unable to stay lonely, the Bennett family will be finished before Henry could say more," Sophia's voice also came through.
"Odalise, why are you doing this? Even if you're lonely, you can't just go around cheating in public.
If you come out and apologize now, we'll cover for you." At hearing Sophia's leading words, Odalise's smile grew even deeper.
"Oh, and what's the condition for you covering for me?" she asked softly.
Sure enough, on the other end of the line, Sophia paused before speaking arrogantly. "Recently, our family's company has been under pressure, and there's definitely someone behind the scenes trying to bring down the Bennett Group. If you have the Stewart family help us, and transfer the best project of Stewart Group this year to us, we'll keep this secret for you," Sophia said in a low voice. As soon as Sophia finished speaking, Odalise said, "All right then." Sophia, unable to believe her cars, quickly leaned in, asking,
You agreed on the other end of the phone?" Odalise was quietly eating cake, not responding.
At that moment, the door opened, and Callum entered.
Sophia faintly heard him speaking in a lowered voice to Percival. Her curiosity was piqued, and her heart began to race as she waited for a response from Odalys. "Odalys," Sophia quickly called out. When there was no reply, Sophia raised the phone higher, noticing that the signal was full. Yet, aside from a man's voice, there was no response from Odalys. "Odalys, are you listening? You just agreed, right? Odalys, say something." Sophia was losing her mind. Just moments ago, Odalys had agreed, but now there was nothing. The silence was driving her mad. The longer Odalys stayed quiet, the more frustrated Sophia became. Recently, everything had been weighing on her, leaving her breathless. She was no longer the delicate person she used to be. Impatiently, she paced back and forth, wanting to storm into the restaurant and confront someone, but a bodyguard blocked her path. Even when Sophia revealed her identity as the daughter of the Benen family, the staff didn't even glance her way. It was then that Sophia felt a sharp sting of humiliation. Even Henry felt completely embarrassed. He had heard of this restaurant before. Apparently, only the wealthy or elite could dine here, let alone enter the private rooms. It was all about, but Henry never expected that with the power of the Bennett family, they couldn't even take a step. Who was that man with Odalys? Inside. It's Odalys earlier. Could it have been Percival? No, that's impossible. Percival is almost dead, Henry thought, his mind racing. Before this, Henry never knew that Odalys had friends outside the Bennett family. He had always kept her close, ensuring she had no free time to socialize with others. Who was that man she was with earlier? When did she even meet him? Could it be that the recent peer pressure on the Bennett family was his doing? Henry thought, his breath becoming shallow. Since taking over the Hennet Group, Henry's life had been smooth sailing. He never imagined a day would come when he would be humiliated enough to pace outside a restaurant. "Odalys, are you messing with me?" Sophia couldn't hold back any longer, shouting into the phone. Unfortunately, there was still no response. Just as she was about to lash out further, the call ended. Odalys hung up the phone, blocking the number, and then looked up at Percival. "According to your Renunder, last night I checked into the people around me. I found out that there are indeed financial ties between the Bennett family and someone from the Stewart family, kept secret," Percival said coldly. In the past, Percival might have dismissed this as unimportant. After all, Clarence and his grandfather had some connections. But now, Percival saw things in a different light. It wasn't as simple as it appeared. The Benner family's ability to control Percival's condition meant they had been monitoring him all along as the head of a powerful family. Percival couldn't tolerate anyone spying on him. Upon hearing Percival's words, Odalys looked out the window thoughtfully. She had a vague feeling that there were secrets behind this that they didn't know about. What could the secret be? She wondered. "I'm full if there's nothing else. I'll leave," Odalys said quietly. Searing her stand up, Percival slowly followed, speaking softly, "Let me drive you. No need. I came here by car myself. I have to meet someone later," Odalys replied, walking toward the door. The manager and the other staff lined up to see her off. When the manager saw her leaving with Percival, he quickly bowed and said, "Mr. Stewart, Mrs. Stewart, have a safe trip." The two walked side by side, and Sophia, watching from a distance, was about to storm forward, her eyes nearly bloodshot with rage as she glared. One half D dream read romance stories installed. Download chapter 63 at Oxtalas. But before she could take a step, a bodyguard quickly stepped in front of her, forcefully pushing her aside. "Why are you pushing me, Odalys? Stop!" Sophia cried out in panic. Hearing Sophia's angry shout, Henry furrowed his brow and looked at her. He noticed that Sophia was glaring at Odalys with a twisted expression, no longer the gentle person she used to be. Feeling embarrassed, Henry turned and began walking toward the cat. Sophia, pushed back by the bodyguards, stumbled a few steps and almost fell to the ground. Meanwhile, Codalis was speaking with Percival, who bent down slightly, attentively listening to her. Afterward, Percival gave a slight nod and watched as Dallas got into the back of the car before he turned and got into his Porsche. Ah! Sophia stomped her feet in frustration. She quickly ran up to the front, watching as the Porsche drove off. She returned to Henry's car, opened the door, and sat inside. Sophia kept swallowing nervously, tears streaming from her eyes. Henry, did you find out who that man was? Sophia's voice trembled. Sophia was trying to find something she could use against Odalie so that she could expose it to the Stewart family. She wouldn't need to do anything herself. The Stewart family would take care of Odalie's. With that thought, Sophia took out her phone. The license plate said Esab, Henry said, his eyes fixed on the Porsche's plate, his voice low and hoarse. Sophia's hand trembled as she held her phone, and it fell onto her lap. Sophia turned to look at Henry, her face filled with disbelief. What does that mean? Sophia seemed to have an inkling but didn't want to accept it. Only people from the Stewart family have special bisense plates. Esab is the symbol of the Stewart family's head. His license plate doesn't need to yield to anyone, and even prominent figures in politics must give way to him, Henry explained in a hoarse voice. Hearing this, Sophia felt her heart sink. The head of the Stewart family? No way, he's supposed to be dying. Odalis just married into the family to help. Could he have gotten better? No. I don't believe it, Henry, hurry up. Follow Odalis. We need to find out if she was really eating with Percival. If she is, then the Bennett family will be saved, Sophia said urgently. Though she spoke those words, her hatred burned intensely. How could something so good happen to Odalis? I will not allow her to live well. Sophia thought. All right. At that, Henry quickly started the car and turned it around, chasing after Odalis Jew. As Henry was about to follow, he saw the Porsche make a sharp turn and head straight toward his car. Henry, watch out, Sophia screamed, her eyes locked on the license plate, her heart racing wildly. Before she could react, there was a loud crash. The car shook, and then the Porsche shoved it sideways toward a nearby utility pole. No, no. Sophia cried out in a low, terrified voice. With another crash, Henry's car slammed hard into the utility pole. The passenger side door was dented, pressing against Sophia's arm. She was terrified, and as she looked up, she saw the Porsche retreating, turning around arrogantly as it sped off. Henry was equally stunned. He couldn't believe his eyes. He turned and saw the car window slowly rolling down. Chapter 66. Percival sat in the back seat of the car. Le turned his head and glanced at Henry. His deep black eyes emitted a chill that made Henry shiver. Henry, Sophia still wanted to say something. Henry looked at the flattened car. He was so angry that he slammed the steering wheel hard and shouted at Sophia. Shut up. How much more trouble do you want? It must be Odalis. She must have hired someone to hit us, Sophia whispered. The more she spoke, the less confident she became. When she met Henry's murderous gaze, she was so frightened that she could not help but shrink her shoulders. Oh, you know that the Porsche was warning us just now? If we chase after it again, I'm afraid we'll only die. Why said, do you Henry, this is person must be someone from the Stewart family. We can't afford to offend Odalis anymore. Try not to provoke her in the future. Even if you're disodished with her, hold it in. Otherwise, we will all be killed. He had never been as afraid as he was now. That man was definitely not ordinary. Henry thought, who is that person? He actually knew that we were going to follow Odalis and crushed into us. It was obvious that he was taking revenge for Odalis. At the same time, he was also warning us. Millie was in big trouble. Henry did not dare to think further. He knew that the Bennett family was in Henry. Sophia looked at Henry in disbelief. Then, she looked at the passenger door. She still had lingering fear, but the hair in her eyes deepened. Why started the ear? The car was deformed from the impact, but the engine was fine. He then drove the damaged car away. Henry's not far away, Odalise drove away. When she saw Henry trying to catch up but was hit by Percival's car, she was stunned. She coughed softly. Then, her phone rang and she glanced down. She saw a text. "It's okay. I am here." Other than Percival, no one else would dare to say this so arrogantly. Thinking of Sophia and Henry going crazy, Odalise was in a good mood. After arriving at a cafe, she lowered her head and walked in. At this time of the day, there were not many people in the cafe. Her gaze locked onto a corner by the window. She walked forward. A person saw her and pushed a document bag in front of her. "A cup of Blue Mountain coffee, please," Odalise quickly said when she saw the waiter coming forward. "Okay," the waiter quickly replied. A cup of coffee was quickly served. She lowered her head and took a sip. The man sat there quietly until Odalise finished reading the information he handed over. Then, he said, "This is all I can find of you. In other words, you can't find any information on Sophia before the Bennett family adopted her?" Odalise asked in a low voice. The man nodded and said in disbelief, "Under normal circumstances, we can find out a little, but her background is blank. In other words, someone deliberately erased her information. Perhaps there's an unspeakable secret behind her. When the Bennett family adopted her, they went through the adoption procedures directly. We also found out that in the past years, Sophia hasn't contacted mysterious people in private. This artist is mysterious. Do you still want to continue investigating?" he asked in a low voice. Odalise put away the information and put it in her bag. "Help me keep an eye on the Bennett family. I will pay you as usual," Odalise said. One half dream read romance stories installed download chapter 66. She took out her phone and transferred $30,000 to her. After receiving the money, the man quickly stood up and left without saying a word. When Odalise married into the Stewart family, she had secretly gotten someone to investigate Sophia. She did not expect the results to come out so soon. However, this result was just as she had expected. "Sophia, you're really mysterious," Odalise said coldly. To be able to make the Bennett family abandon Odalise and adopt her, it was indeed interesting. Odalise wondered what Sophia did to make the Bennett family so determined to have her. Thinking of this, Odalise did some calculations. She realized that Sophia's birth date was fabricated. "Interesting," Odalise said coldly. She could also tell that Sophia's facial structure was abnormal. It was possible that Sophia had undergone plastic surgery since she was young. Furthermore, she had been undergoing plastic surgery continuously, causing her to look completely different from when she was little. Odalise rubbed her temples. Thinking of Sophia's crazy and jealous look, the corners of her mouth could not help but curl up. After taking two sips of coffee, she threw down two bills and got up to leave. Sitting in the car, Odalise saw a message pop up on WhatsApp. She picked up her phone in surprise and saw that Percival had transferred the money to her. She subconsciously clicked on it and saw that he had transferred $15 million to her. Percival saw that she did not reply to the message and transferred the money to her directly. Realizing that she still did not reply, he could not help but send a text to her. "Is it enough?" Odalise accepted the money without hesitation and replied, "It will dock. Are you going home for dinner tonight?" Percival sent another message. She was about to drive when she saw his message pop up. She thought for a moment and replied, "Yes." After replying to his message, she threw her phone on the passenger seat and drove towards the hospital. She then parked the car by the side. She got out of the car and walked into the hospital. She saw that there was a ward in the hospital that was filled with black gas. This made her chuckle softly. Knowing that Hannah was going to be in big trouble, she happily walked towards the inpatient building. As soon as she went upstairs, she walked to Hannah's ward. She could vaguely hear Sophia sobbing. Sophia said in a low voice, "Mom, Odalise wants to kill Henry and Elle. She made someone crash into our car. If that person had continued to hit us, Henry and I would have died on the spot." How did Odalise become like this? Hannah's face turned ashen, and anger flashed across her eyes. Lying on the hospital bed, her entire body kept trembling. She gritted her teeth and said, "How can she do this? I'm her mother after all. She actually dared to kill her own brother. If one had known earlier, I would have killed her back then." Her hands kept clenching into fists. If her leg hadn't been broken, she'd have jumped up. Henry didn't say anything. He just sat quietly at the side and smoked. Moreover, the entire internet is talking about Sophia and Finian going to the hotel together. Everyone on the internet knows about it. Atlas sat there with a look of disbelief. Chapter 67. To be able to throw the Bluetooth device outside the Bennett group and let these paparazzi hear it, only Odalise can do. In the has always been very evil, Carpun added. Obviously, he did not like Odalise. After all, he had never spent time with Odalise. Even though they were related by blood, Odalise was still like stranger in him. To be able to get the phone records, it seems like she's not simple. We've been deceived by her, Alice continued. Henry just kept smoking, was a businessman. At this moment, he had yet to recover from Percival's warning gaze. He knew that he had almost died that day. After all, he was at this moment. Henry's phone vibrated. After he finished talking on the phone, he looked up at Hannah and said in a low voice, "Mom, the energy field mentor we found said that someone probably cursed you, which led to your bad luck. This person must be the person closest to you." As soon as he finished speaking, the ward fell silent. Looks like it's really Odalise. After she got married, something happened to Mother and to us. Other than her, there's no one else who would do this, Sophia said in a panic. She seemed to be in a hurry to push the blame to Odalise. These people had always doted on her and did not notice her panic. At this moment, lightning flashed outside the window, scaring them. The lightning struck the window and split it open. Hannah's bed leaned against the window, and the lightning split the window open and attacked Hannah. Before Hannah could react, she was struck by lightning. She felt the blood coagulating in her entire body. Her body was in great pain, and her hair was standing on end from the electricity. Her body began to smoke, and her fingertips began to burn. Then, there was another rumble outside the window, and a second bolt of lightning continued to strike her. The four-drip hanging at the side was broken, and glass shards were flying around in the ward. Atlas was sitting closest to Hannah. He grunted and turned around, wanting to avoid it. However, the glass shard stabbed into his arm, and blood kept oozing out. Mom Caspian rushed forward and pushed the bed to the side. Odalise stood outside the door, her almond-shaped eyes narrowed as she admired the scene inside. She saw Hannah bring electrocuted until she was smoking. "Don't worry. This is just the beginning," Odalise said in a low voice. She came to the hospital just to watch this scene, Annie. She wanted to see how unlucky Hannah would be without her emerald pendant. She also wanted Hannah to know how many disasters her pendant had blocked for her in the past. She wondered if Hannah would regret slandering her when she found out that the pendant could save her life. At the thought of this, she looked at the messy ward and rushed in. When everyone's attention was focused on Hannah, she grabbed Sophia's hair and forcefully pulled off a few strands of hair. Then, she slapped Sophia hard across the face. After a few slaps, Sophia's vision turned black and her ears started ringing. By the time she recovered from her shock, Odalise had already run away. Leaving her covering her face in shock, "It hurts so much," Sophia cried out in a low voice. She looked up, there were two handprints on her face. Her face was swollen from the slaps. Her three brothers turned around and were surprised to see her red and swollen face. Even Hannah, who had been struck by lightning, looked at her weakly. Then, heavy footsteps sounded outside the door. The door of the ward was kicked open again, and Odalie stood outside.
Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 7 What Happened in Yesigoyse?
Were you struck by lightning?
Salalas pretended to be shocked as she asked. Her gaze landed on Sophia's swollen otolis nodded in satisfaction and reached out to pinch her face, Sophia gritted her fetals in pain. The bones on her face felt like they were about to shapes. The pain in her nerves made her unable to move, and saliva kept seeping out from the corner of her mouth.
Are you disabled?
Look, you are even drooling. Odalie said as she retracted her hand in disc lane. She shankled and said, TLL help you ask the psychiatrist to see if there's something wrong with your brain. Otherwise, why would you drool?
Her words kept provoking Sophia, making her furious and humiliated. The image of Dallas' arrogant expression and her and Percival's figure appeared in her mind.
Sophia remembered that she was almost crippled by Percival. I'm going to kill you.
Sophia pounced over angrily before her hand could reach Odalie's face.
Odalie grabbed her neck and lifted her up.
Let go of me, Esme. Sophia looked at Odalie in fear.
Her feet kept kicking in midair.
Odalie's grip on her neck tightened and Sophia was almost suffocating.
Her eyes kept rolling as she reached out to her brothers.
Save me!
Sophia cried out in pain. She felt the fear of death and did not understand when Odalie's had become so strong. She kept trying to scratch Odalie's face, but Odalie's used the fear more force on her grip. Sophia screamed in pain. Her voice kept echoing in the ward. The Bennett brothers only came back to their senses at that point.
Odalie's, what are you doing?
Let go of Sophia. Seeing this, Atlas strode forward. Before he could touch Odalie's, Odalie's threw Sophia away.
Sophia's body knocked Atlas down. Sophia's head slammed into Atlas' chin.
Atlas bit his tongue accidentally and let out a scream.
After this, the ward was in a mess as Odalie's walked forward step by step. Sophia kept retreating in fear, wanting to stay away from her.
She looked at Odalie's as if Odalie's were the devil. She did not expect Odalie's to be so terrifying.
Don't come over, Sophia kept mumbling in a low voice.
She shrank to a comer, her eyes filled with fear and unwillingness. She wanted to kill Odalie's, but she was also afraid of death.
Odalie's only gave her a disdainful look before walking towards the bed.
She stood by the bed and looked down at Hannah.
She asked with a low laugh, Mrs.
Bennett, I heard that your leg was broken, so I came to visit you.
By the way, why are you so unlucky recently? She lowered her voice mysteriously and looked at Hannah playfully.
She said in a low voice, you're really unlucky. Your leg was broken and your face was injured by the explosion.
Could it be that you've done too many bad things and are haunted by a ghost?
When you fall asleep in the middle of the night, it might be by your bed and pull your blanket, Odalie said.
She suddenly took half a step back in fear and said in a low voice.
Heavens, I'm just kidding.
Chowers don't pester me.
The Bennett family is a big family. If you want to cause trouble, go find them.
Chapter 68.
Odale's words made everyone in the ward tense up. It all sounded like nonsense, but they couldn't help believing it.
Everything that had happened lately was so bizarre, they felt they had no other choice.
What are you talking about?
Odalie's, how dare you come back after what you did to us?
Do you think we've forgotten?
If it wasn't for you, the Bennett family wouldn't have ended up like this.
Hannah's hands clenched into fists, her body trembling with anger as she shouted at Odalie's, so, you think I'm behind all this?
Fine, if that's what you want to believe.
But can't you see I'm perfectly fine?
You're the ones who got yourselves into trouble.
Guess I'm just luckier than you, Odalie's muttered under her breath, sounding both annoyed and relieved. Her words were filled with sarcasm, stabbing everyone like a sharp knife.
Odalie seemed to be mumbling, but every word was gloating.
It made them gnash their teeth in anger, but they did not dare to attack her.
After all, she was now married into the steward Emily Mrs.
Bennett, what's behind you?
Odalie suddenly screamed. She subconsciously took a few steps back. Hannah was so frightened that she trembled and rolled down from the hospital bed. She said in horror, "What is it? Don't come over." She kept moving her body in fear, but her leg was broken, so it was difficult for her to move. She could only cower by the bed in fear. "I think I must have been mistaken," Odalie said. Matter how naive they might have been, it eventually became clear to everyone that Odalie was playing them. Henry walked towards her angrily. He said to her, "Odalie, what exactly do you want to do?" As he finished speaking, a knock sounded at the door. A middle-aged man in a white religious robe entered, looked around briefly, and asked, "Are you the Bennett family? Are you M.R. Oliver Carline?" Henry saw him and immediately went up to him. Oliver flicked a wand in the air. Then, he reached out and pointed it in the middle. "All demons and ghosts, get out of here." After he was done, he nodded solemnly and said, "That's right. I'm Oliver Carline. All of you are stained with bad luck. Just now, when I was downstairs in the hospital, I could see that your bad luck even spread from this ward to the entire hospital." As Oliver spoke, he looked at Hannah in confusion. "Mrs. Bennett, have you been wearing anything that has been blessed by the Holy Spirit?" Hannah remembered the emerald pendant that Odalie had given her. It was snatched away by Odalie on the day of her marriage. "Yes. It's her. She gave me an emerald pendant that she said was blessed previously. I wore it for more than 6 months. A few days ago, she took it back." As Hannah spoke, she seemed to have regained her confidence. "Is there something wrong with the emerald pendant? Did she tamper with it? Did the emerald pendant make me unlucky?" Hannah asked her. Her eyes were filled with desire. She hoped that Oliver would go along with her words. This way, she would be able to blame everything that had happened recently on Odalie. It was as if she was looking for an excuse to make Odalie bear all of her sins. "No. It's obvious that you've been accumulating all the bad luck for a long time," Oliver said. He turned around and looked at Odalie with a complicated gaze. Her face was pure and exquisite. She was so beautiful that she seemed like a fairy. Oliver looked at her deeply and asked, "Miss, can you take out the emerald pendant and let me take a look?" "Sure." Odalie smiled and looked at Oliver mockingly. She took out the emerald pendant. The hanging rope was wrapped around her fingertips. Oliver took a look and asked in disbelief, "Is this emerald pendant yours?" Yes, put away the emerald pendant and placed her hands behind her back. She said in a low voice, "Of course." Odalie put 1/719 Dream Read Romance Stories installed download a chapter 68. "Then can you sell me the emerald pendant? This looks good." Oliver was a little happy and even looked at her greedily. He could tell from the light emitted by the emerald pendant that it was blessed by a mentor with deep cultivation. This kind of emerald pendant was worth more than over $50 million on the market. "Master, is there something wrong with the emerald pendant?" Hannah quickly asked. Oliver was interrupted by her words and turned around unhappily. He looked at her as if she was a fool. "Of this emerald pendant comes from?" "What?" Hannah was a little stunned. Looking at Oliver's disdain look, she had an ominous feeling. And said, "Mrs. Bennett, do you know where?" Oliver said angrily in a low voice. "This emerald pendant is the best of the best. It can block all kinds of evil spirits and also prevent bad luck for people who wear it. According to what you just said, you have worn it for about 7 months. The way I see it, you're full of bad luck. If you didn't wear this emerald pendant, you would have died long ago." The sentence stunned Hannah. She fell to the ground and said in disbelief, "This is absolutely impossible. How can this be? It's clearly just an ordinary emerald pendant." As she spoke, she suddenly shouted at Oliver, "Did you collude with her? Are you trying to trick me into wearing this thing again? Are you trying to kill me?" Oliver looked at her in disbelief and snorted. "Since you don't believe me, Why did you ask me to come? I came here for nothing. I'll leave now.
Don't blame me for not reminding you. If it weren't for this emerald pendant, the Bennett family would have been destroyed long ago.
You're blind. It serves you right to be where you are today.
Oliver said as he flicked his wand and left.
Before Hannah could say anything, Oliver had already disappeared outside the door.
Mr. Carline.
Hannah was shocked. She had heard of Oliver before. Many rich families had invited him to check their energy fields. After he did work for them, their business would become really profitable. Hannah regretted offending him just now. Recalling Oliver's words, she looked at Odalise and said coldly.
Since Oliver said that your emerald pendant is useful, give it back to me right now. Do you want me to die?
Hannah ordered Odalise in a very imposing manner. Odalise almost burst out laughing. She had come today because she had predicted that Oliver would come. She had deliberately come to watch the show and cause trouble for them. She wanted them to know that this emerald pendant was very powerful, but unfortunately, they could not have it.
Chapter 69. Rodalis wanted the Renant family to regret their past decisions and be tortured by their regrets.
Do you want it?
Odalise stood there and asked in AI in a seductive voice. Hannah looked at her playful expression and snorted coldly with a dark expression.
If you weren't my daughter, I wouldn't wear it. As soon as she finished speaking,
Odalise nodded slightly.
Forget it then, Odalise said helplessly as she turned around and walked out.
Hannah looked at her departing figure in shock. She was so anxious that she wanted to stand up, but her leg was broken and she could not get up. She roared anxiously, "Odalise, get back here."
Hannah was very anxious. Oliver's words kept echoing in her ears.
After seeing Odalise really leave, she became terrified. She regretted returning the emerald pendant to her. If she had known that this emerald pendant was so powerful, she would never have let Odalise snatch it away. She thought.
The emerald pendant was mine. Why did Odalise give it to me and snatch it back?
Henry, quickly stop her and snatch the emerald pendant back.
Hannah was extremely anxious.
She quickly shouted at Henry, who was standing at the side in a daze. Henry was stunned before he subconsciously chased after Odalise. Just as he walked out, the door that was clearly open seemed to be blocked by something invisible. When he rushed out, he bumped into it. His face hurt and blood flowed from his nose. He looked at the open door in disbelief.
What's going on?
Henry was a barrel stunned. He gritted his teeth and rushed out again. With a bang, he was bounced back again. At this moment, his face was bruised and swollen.
Seeing this, Hannah was so angry that she raised her voice and scolded,
"Henry, stop acting. Caspian, go and snatch my emerald pendant back." Caspian stood at the side and looked Qui down. After all, he had been arrested by the police last night for doing drugs. However, after a night of examination, they said that they had made a mistake before releasing him. Although he was arrested by mistake, the news of it was all over the place. It didn't matter if he was really doing drugs, his reputation was already ruined.
Okay, Cuspjan said and walked out.
When Henry saw him walk out, he was anxious to prove that there was something blocking the door. He subconsciously rushed out and realized that there was nothing there. It was as if he had deliberately acted just now. How did this happen? Henry was confused. He turned around and looked at Hanul. Then, he realized that Hannah was staring at him angrily. It was obvious that she no longer believed him. Henry was very aggrieved. He turned around and walked out, but he realized that Odalise had long left the hospital. No matter how hard they searched, they could not find her. Odalise is obviously doing this on purpose. She's trying to stir up internal conflict in the Bennett family. Only then did Henry realize this.
Henry, why don't we kill her? Caspian gritted his teeth and sand. Henry did not reply.
Instead, he looked at him as if he was a fool and said, she's now with the Stewart family.
Do you dare to kill her?
Since we know that we can't afford to offend the Stewart family,
Why did we let her marry Percival in the first place? If Sophia were to marry over, we wouldn't be in such a desperate situation now, Caspian said unhappily. Henry fell silent and thought, that's right, the Stuart family is extremely powerful. Even if Percival died, as long as Sophia married over, she could use the Stuart family to achieve many things. Why did we force Odalise to marry Percival back then? Henry was a little puzzled. He felt that he had made a huge mistake. It would be a lie to say that he did not regret it. When he was bumped into by the 5A8, he did not even dare to call the police. This was the pressure the Stuart family had on Piopo. Even if he was bullied, he did not dare to say anything about it. He even wondered if the Bennett family would be able to be in an alliance with the Stuart family if Sophia married over. Dream read romance stories installed download TE chapter 69. This thought kept appearing in his mind. He gritted his teeth and said, it seems that we can only tell the Stuart family Dler Odalise wanna. Speaking of this, he turned around and walked into the ward. Odalise left the hospital in a good mood. She bought some food before driving back to the Stuart mansion. When she returned, it was already 4:30 p.m. She carried the food inside. Looked at Dorian in confusion. Dorian was holding his abalamon with a pained expression. Dorian, are you all right? Odalise looked. He could have gone to rest, but he stood there forcefully, as if he was standing guard. When Dorian saw Odalise, he immediately went forward as if he had seen a life-saving straw. Mrs. Stuart, you're finally back. Dorian stood in front of her. His face was filled with pain, but he forced himself to maintain his elegant posture. What's wrong? Odalise looked at him in confusion. Dorian lowered his voice in embarrassment and said, I drank the medicine you gave me twice. I expelled a lot of gravel just now. It's very painful. Even painkillers don't work. Then I'll prescribe you another medicine, Odalise said. She walked straight to the side. After she moved in, she did not know if it was Percival's order or Dorian's own decision, but there were many medicinal herbs placed at the side of the living room. Odalise went forward to pick some medicinal herbs and handed them to him. Brew these for 20 minutes. You'll be fine after drinking it. Thank you, Mrs. Stuart. Dorian looked at the medicine she handed over and was so excited that tears almost welled up. He took the medicine and walked towards the kitchen. A servant immediately went forward to help. Odalise went upstairs. After returning to her room, she took a shower before lying down. She took out the hair she had pulled out in the ward, Sophia. She raised her eyebrows. Thinking of Sophia's miserable state, she felt a burst of joy in her previous life. She had been suppressed by these people and kept being brainwashed, causing her to be depressed. She had to take revenge. Today, the only made them worried. She felt like this was nothing compared to what they did to her. When she thought of this, she quickly sat up. She dipped her fingertips in magic dust and drew a talisman. She then took out two strands of hair from Sophia and threw them onto the talisman. After the hair was stuck to the talismans, itself comusted in midair. Then, some images kept surging into her mind. Odalise frowned. She vaguely felt that there was a force working behind the scenes to not let anyone spy on Sophia's past. The force was so strong that it safeted to bounce Odalise away. Odalise narrowed her almond-shaped eyes. Then, she tapped her fingertip forward and said in a low voice, break. As soon as she finished speaking, the barner that was blocking her was blown apart, and the force disappeared. She saw Sophia's face when she was young, when her bones had been changed. The image was a little blurry, so she couldn't see clearly. At this moment there was a knock on the door. Chapter 70. Odalise and thoughts were pulled back, and the scene ended. Who is hashtag Odalise stood up and walked out. When she opened the door, she saw Percival standing outside. Seeing that her forehead was constantly oozing cold sweat, Percival asked hoarsely, are you all right? I just heard your cry and came over to take a. Odalise was a little stunned as she recalled the moment she was bounced out by that force. She shook her head and whispered, I'm fine. Seeing this, Percival's lips moved, but he did not say anything. By the way, has your uncle ever given birth to a child? Odalys asked curiously. He shook his head and said in a low voice, My uncle seems to be sterile. He has never married or had children in his life. It's also because of this that my mother took good care of him.
That's not right.
Show me his photo again, Odalys said in a low voice. Percival returned to the study. He took out the photo and went to Odalys. He handed the photo to Odalys. She narrowed her almond-shaped eyes and glanced at the photo.
Your uncle doesn't look like he is infertile.
Based on fortune-telling, I can tell that he can have at least 3 children. She looked up at Percival in confusion and asked in a low voice, Are you sure he has never had a child? Percival said.
My father doesn't like him, so I don't usually interact with my uncle.
Moreover, after my father's accident, my grandfather didn't allow my uncle's family to interact with us. We haven't seen each other for many years. It's also because I have my doubts about my uncle that I started investigating 2 years ago. However, I discovered that my uncle seemed to have disappeared into thin air. One couldn't find any traces of him. It's impossible for a person to disappear into thin air. My mother has helped him a lot all these years. Logically speaking, his family should be quite well off. It's impossible for a businessman to not leave any traces. But he did seem to have disappeared. It was also because of this that he did not associate the poisoning with his uncle. If he really has a wife and children, then it's very likely that he even hid it from my mother, Percival analyzed in a low voice. It was obvious that he believed Odalys. Odalys took the photo and sat down on the sofa.
Sophia's past is as mysterious as your uncle's. Her birth date is fake. I just went to the hospital to take her hair and found a force protecting her past. I broke that force just now. Guess what I saw?
When Percival heard this, he slowly sat opposite Burr. The two of them looked at each other. After a while, Percival said hoarsely, If her birth date is fake, then is her face fake too?
That's right. When she was young, I saw that her face was badly mutilated. I felt that even her bones had been modified. That's why I can't do a fortune telling on her. I only know that her luck is not good. Odalys said in a low voice.
Percival's fingertips tightened slightly as he looked at her thoughtfully, You suspect that my uncle is related to Sophia?
Percival asked hoarsely. Odalys laughed softly and looked at Percival in admiration. She felt very glad to talk to a smart person. Her mood became exceptionally good when she interacted with such a person.
That's what I think. However, I can feel that your uncle is definitely not dead. From the photos, I can tell that he's not a short-lived person.
When I'm free, I help you find him, but not now, Odalys said.
She got up, stretched, and walked towards the windows. Standing here and looking out, she realized that it was already dusk. The sun was setting. And the sunset dyed the entire sky red. The fiery red light enveloped the entire land.
Percival asked in confusion, The Bennett family is involved with my uncle financially, and my uncle knows my affairs like the back of his hand.
He conveyed the news that I was about to die to the Bennett family, so the Bennett family asked you to marry Mel. How did the Bennett family hook up with my uncle?
What good will it do them to let you marry me?
One half dream read romance stories installed download chapter 70. Odalys laughed.
If I marry you and sacrifice myself, they will be able to protect Sophia. The Bennett family treats her like a treasure. How can they let her marry a dying person?
Moreover, they didn't know whether the Stuon family wanted your wife to die with you or not.
After sacrificing me, no one will snatch Sophia's position.
TM also aligned puzzled.
Why does the Bennett family hate me so much?
After all, I'm one of them. Even if they didn't like her, she feared that no one would try to kill their biological daughter for no reason till get someone to check it for you?
Percival said hoarsely, however, Odalys shook her head. She and Percival stood side by side in front of the windows. The setting sun enveloped the two of them, wrapping their figures lightly.
There's no need to investigate.
I'm not interested in the Bennet family.
Besides, marrying you and leaving the Bennet family might not be a bad choice, Odalys said.
She was very open-minded about these things. She had never been obsessed with kinship. Her mentor had said that there were some things that she did not have to force. She didn't know why she insisted on making the Bennet family take her seriously in her previous life. Now that she thought about it, she felt that it was really funny. She had thought it through and didn't want to care about them anymore.
But you taught Henry and Sophia a lesson for me today.
It was quite cool when you flattened their car and made them fall into fear, Odalys said with a low laugh.
Was shocked.
When she drove away and saw that scene through the rear mirror, she did not expect Percival to crash into Henry's car. There was no way for Henry to even make a comeback. At that time, when she saw Henry and Sophia's panicked expressions, she found it funny. She thought, when they encounter an opponent stronger than them, they do not even dare to do anything. They only dare to bully the weak. You can do that too. If anything happens, I'll take care of it for you.
Percival laughed hoarsely. Odalys was like a life girl in front of him.
Percival's expression became a little gent.
Mr. Stewart, don't lure me into doing bad things.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, Odalys immediately said solemnly as Percival listened. He laughed hoarsely.
He said in a low and pleasant voice.
Yes, you are indeed someone who doesn't do anything bad.